Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. But Linda is off this entire week. I don't even ask me where she is because I know. But this is her vacation week in January. We try to get her off like this once in a blue moon that she can take care of all types of things that she needs to do and get ready for the rest of the year. 7 after 7 right here. At KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world where you can listen to us anywhere in the world and then even put little comments in there in our chat room. Bad Bob Belongi is here. He's actually kind of dry. I haven't figured that out yet. How do you come in a rain like this and you're dry driving an open Jeep? How do you do that?
Well, it's not completely open.
I know, but the back's open.
Yeah. Well, you just outrun the raindrops. Speaking of which, there's going to be plenty of those over the next several days. 100% chance. In fact, looking at the KCNR radar, heavy bands of showers moving through the valley right now. That's going to be the pattern for the next few days. In fact, a few thunder boomers now and then. It'll be cloudy sky. Then for Wednesday, and then more coming in on Thursday. So we are definitely in a heavy rain pattern. We've got lots of alerts we want to run down here real quick from the National Weather Service. Flood advisories, especially in the urban areas when those small streams will overflow. We have a wind advisory up with if you're traveling on the freeway in a high-profile vehicle, you're going to see gusts of up to 50 miles an hour, so please keep that in mind. The ground is very saturated right now, so the wind could bring some trees over, and we have hit record rainfall in the valley up and down. So all in all, a very busy weather day right now in Redding. It is 55 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Whether customers are warm friends, they're out there right now filling up propane tanks. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's a better-known business. A lot of things going on. They've got this counting of the homeless on January the 25th. From midnight to the 25th to midnight to the 26th. It's going to be one day, and it's the Shasta County Continuum of Care. So you need to look that up or drop an email to Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer@Ellen@gmail.com, which reminds me, when she was here, and I may have already mentioned this, when she was here, she said they were just taking the questions out of HUD, and I asked the question, well, why don't you ask them where they came from? And she says, well, that's not the question, so on the question, she asked, yeah, but if, you know, it would really help if you knew where they came from. You know, are they from here? Are these our own little homegrown guys and girls? And so she went back to her meeting, and they came back here with this, Bob. And this is where people, you know, because she listened to the people that called in. She listened to the chat room and all this. So they're asking, where did you come from? How long have you been here? And why did you, and if you're not from here, why did you come here?
Mm-hmm.
Are those great questions?
It'd be interesting to see how many people answer in an honest manner.
Well, it's true, but all you can do is ask them. It's like if they say they're a veteran. You know, you've got to just take their word for it because you can't check it until they come into to a regular facility to be checked for their ID for being a veteran. Anyway, but you can help on this. You know, it can actually help. Try and get a number by volunteering with them for one day to do counts. And the Good News Rescue Mission and some of the other places that have organizations there can tell you. But they're going to go out and they're going to talk to people under bridges. They're going to talk in these homeless camps. They're going to be escorted. They're going to have all of this. All they're doing is having people getting the information. So I think that is outstanding. All right. Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. It's open to all branches of the military and the public. You need to give them a call, though, so they can keep a count. Give them a call or for an invitation. and you're going to be invited, of course. Email your home address and phone number and reply email to Tammy Walker. Tammy underscore Walker 85@yahoo.com. And we're going to give you some phone numbers when I get this again. But this is for the one, C. Traver, T-R-A-V-E-R, at co.shasta.ca.us, or call the Shasta County Veterans Service Office for more information. And this is where we're going to have the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award on February the 19th. Okay, Bob, time to move on.
Yeah,
I've got lots of announcements here, though. So many things going on. But oil is under $30 a barrel. It's selling for $1 a gallon in Michigan, maybe even under that. I mean, $1.
Back the old days.
$1.09. How much is
just
it out
time,
here?
Time to make
how
everybody...
much is it out here? It's $2.39 or $2.20 or something. We haven't gotten under $2 out here, have we?
I don't mean to be cynical, but this is just in time to get everybody feeling good about the current party in power.
Well, you know what? The only problem with this is North Dakota is in deep trouble. The price of oil has dropped so much, and all these guys are out there. Remember the real estate boom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
here's the real estate boom. Okay, no. Yeah, but the real estate boom is because the price of, you know, of housing, and everybody went out and leveraged. Remember? They leveraged on everything they owned so they could... You know, they could get more houses and do these things. And then what happened? Housing market crashed. All these people went under. Banks got in a lot of problems. Well, guess what? All these people are out there leveraged up to their eyebrows on bringing oil out of the ground because oil was, you know, it was so expensive. And they were dropping wells everywhere. Well, guess what? Now oil's under $3 a gallon. All those people, all those businesses that were leveraged up to their eyeballs getting oil out of the ground, they're in trouble. The big companies are laying people off right and left, hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, it may be easier. It may be good on your gas tank. And then of course, the government says, well, because the cost of gas is down so much, then you don't get a cost of living increase in your Social Security for all the older people.
Hmm.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't seem fair because the price of oil's down. I mean, what about the price of everything else? Isn't going down?
Do you want news to bring a smile to your face?
I could do that because we have some other sad news after the break.
Shasta Lake.
Yes.
20 days.
Yes.
20 feet.
20 days, 20 feet.
Yep.
Wow.
Not bad. Keep it up.
You know, the other thing, too, is if you drive over the bridge and you look down into the water, that water's not bank to bank. That water's down in the channel, which means they're not releasing it a lot. So 20 feet, 20 days. Last night after those thunderstorms, did you hear the thunderstorms?
Oh, yeah, womble.
Did you all have, like, flashbacks to the guy next door blowing his house up? Did you kind of look outside to see if see if the house?
Nah, because it was an entirely different sort of noise.
Explosion,
yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you, when it was going off, I was back in the bedroom, and I heard this noise, and I thought, well, that's kind of a strange, you know, and I thought maybe, you know, because Linda had her girlfriends over last night, so I wandered on back up through the house, and then you could really hear it. I mean, was there lightning with that too? Did you see any lightning?
There's always lightning.
But did you see any? I didn't see any lightning, but I sure heard
mostly
the thunder.
Mostly cloud-to-cloud activity. Yeah. I glanced real quick at the radar last night and was mostly cloud-to-cloud. Good. There's some good resources out there if you know where to look.
Clear Creek Market has gas for $2.25. Wow. I don't know if it's going to get any lower. Do you think it's going to get below $2 here? It could. If oil goes down to like $12 a barrel, first of all, it'll destroy the economy. But second of all, maybe then you can get gas for, you know, under $2 a gallon. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back. I want to talk about, hey, we lost somebody. You know, we've been losing a lot of people lately in the celebrity world and in our friends and all these things. But now here's a guy that we're going to talk about a little bit when we get back. That passed away yesterday also. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Life
out a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Glenn Frey, Eagles.
You know, somebody challenged me and said, well, why do you care more about a celebrity? They're just a person who happens to be good at something. Why do you care more about them than the person on the street? And I said, you know, with all respect to the person on the street, they did not define a generation.
Yeah. You know, I mean, do I care more about Glenn Frey than I do Rich Bay? Of course not. But Glenn Frey, and that's a good way of putting it, you know, he helped define a generation with music from the Eagles. 69 years old. I just, you know, I guess we were fortunate. I DVR'd a show about the Eagles. And the whole story of the Eagles from the beginning to, I mean, to the, you know, the time they got together and the, you know, Chance in Hell. You know,
the Hell Freezes Over.
Hell Freezes Over tour. They said, when are you going to get back together when Hell Freezes Over? Well, Hell froze over and they all got back together again. They were trying to get back and they were going to get this award, you know, as you know, from the Kennedy Center, and he was just too ill. He had colonitis of some colitis and then. Then it went to pneumonia, and he died. I mean, here's a guy that, I mean...
Who presumably could afford a really good doctor.
You would think that he probably had really good doctors. Yeah, Desperado, Hotel California. Right. You can check in, but you don't check out. I tell you what, that one where it's Lion Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you a story about Lion Eyes. I was over in Okinawa, and I had had a... I had taken a quarter, which I rarely ever did, and put it into a slot machine in the officer's club. And I hit a jackpot. And back then, in the 70s, the jackpot was like, oh, like 125, 150 bucks. You know, I mean, it was like big bucks. That was huge. That was huge, yeah. Huge bucks back then. So I went down to the PX for my, you know, and I bought a stereo system. It played, of course, it played the vinyl records.
Mm-hmm.
It had two speakers. You can move them, you know, take them off and move them around. And it played cassettes.
Oh, big time.
Big time, yeah. Right? So what did I get? I got the Eagles album. And I'm, you know, we're in the BOQ. And the BOQ, I mean, you know, it's kind of like a college dorm, you know, except not as quite
only
as
the walls are thinner.
Except the walls are thinner, and not only that, it's not quite as sophisticated as a college dorm, probably, or a fraternity house. So, you know, it gets a little raucous on the weekends. You know, people coming in and out and doing things. And I put on that Eagles album. And, you know, it's like, hey, turn it up. So I turned it up, and Lion Eyes came on. About the wife that, you know, is, you know, married to the guy she doesn't love, you know, she's mm-hmm. got, you know, I mean, everybody knows the song.
Hands as cold as ice.
You know, and then, yeah, Hands as Cold as Ice and all that. And then the noise in the queue started going down until finally there's no noise. Everybody's just listening to the song. And at the end of it, you know, it goes to another song. Is at the end of it, somebody says, "Oh, great, another Friday night ruined." And I always remember that. I always remember the comments. I got glad. Oh gosh, you know. Yeah. Anyway, but you know what? It did define a generation. And he does. I don't know. There's so many other people that have passed away, and I'm not talking about my friends. That's, you know, that's different. You hold them in your heart, and you hold them, you know, in a special place. You have somebody like Glenn Frey. Does it's you know he does there is the Eagles, and there will never be another Eagles concert.
Yeah,
they may have a concert, but who's going to take Glenn Frey's place?
Oh yeah,
he was the leader of the, he and the other guy were like the leaders of the group. They are the ones that did the music. They're the ones that were the ones that pushed this stuff, and you know the ones that were the brilliant. Not that the other ones weren't just great too. Okay, but he and his partner, I don't even know what the other guy's name is now.
Don Henley,
of course, the guy that did most of the singing. Yeah. And then, but he and Henley did most of the writing, too. So, anyway, Glenn Frey, dead, 69.
Yeah, it's what is
young.
It?
Young! My gosh, these people are past, you know what? And who was the one that just, the other day was 69?
Actor Alan Rickman.
Yeah, Alan Rickman, 69.
I think Rickman was 67.
Or 67.
And David Bowie was 69.
Yeah, David Bowie, 69.
I'm getting nervous, Carl.
You're getting nervous, buddy. I'm already above the class average. So, okay.
Make this, somebody, you know, what, I can throw in one final thing.
Sure.
Shortly before his very untimely death from brain cancer, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London and other great hits, Lawyers, Guns and Money, was asked in an interview how he felt about facing the end of his life. And he said, you know, if I've learned one thing from it, it's to enjoy every sandwich. Metaphor, of course, but pretty good one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's the kind of thing is you don't want to sit there thinking, I wish I'd... You know, you're sitting back there rocking in those last few days wishing that you had done something. You know, gosh, I wish I had done that. You know, but you also have to kind of like say, what are the things I really want to do? I mean, you find yourself living your life in day to day. And that's great. You know, they say, oh, seize the day, you know, carpe diem, seize the day, and, you know, make sure that day is great. Well, that's fine. And you can do that. I mean, I have good days. I have a lot of great days. And, you know, I may have a day that's not as great now and then. But you should have really great days. And I think a lot of that is what you expect. You know, I expect to have a great day. But you need to have a plan so that, you know, like a year from now or 6 months from now, I want to have a great day in this place. You know what I mean? And because if you don't, pretty soon, oh, here comes that day, and you're still going at it day to day to day to day. You know, you've got you're teaching classes, or there's a show you're doing, or there's this, or there's that, or there's this, and all of a sudden it's been a year, and you've got to kind of like look at take control of your health, take control of all that. No, I'm not going to do a commercial, but I'm not talking about taking care of your health and making sure you're making sure that you are okay and that you're strong and you're vital and you're ready to go on. Because all of a sudden, that day comes and you can't do it. Anyway, was that philosophical? Was I philosophizing a little bit there? A little bit deeper.
All roads lead to the same place. The difference is the trip.
Have a great trip, man. You know what? I want to come skidding in. All my clothes torn off. And I go, wow, that was a great ride. Hey, you know somebody that's not having a great ride right now? Petraeus. They're saying is that he could be demoted now. Ash Carter, it's up to him. You know, because, you know, they went through the final, you know, process with him. And he, and you know, back when he was sentenced, you know, for giving, you know, this is great. For not keeping classified material classified. 2 years probation and $100,000 fine. All right? Get this?
Wait a
for
minute.
For not keeping classified documents secure. Anyway, so he goes to court for this, right? So then they're, you know, so they went back and they did another investigation and said, okay, and so they just, it still was forwarded to Ash Carter. Ash Carter could demote him now. Now, the former Secretary of the Army said, nah, you know what, you know, found guilty and all this happened afterwards, you know, forget it. But Ash Carter's starting to demote people. These generals, they get caught doing things, and as they maybe they should be. You know, I mean, if it's while they're on active duty and they get caught doing something, yeah, you demote them.
Is there a process for demoting former secretaries of state?
Yeah, it's called prison. Or, it, you know what, she'll never go to prison, but how about a felony against her?
Yeah, you
know,
can't
for doing
it.
I mean, but how about just a felony and a fine that says, no, you can't play fast and loose with this. No, you can't make your own rules. Petraeus made his. Petraeus fell from grace. And now they're saying he could lose a star. Well, you know, it's not so much lose. I mean, it's not the money thing. You know, there's some money involved. It's the fact that you have your four stars, only 12 of them at any one time. The four star guy just goes away. You lose that four star. It's another slap at you. Not that he hasn't already been slapped really hard because caught for cheating on his wife and letting secure material go adrift. And I'm one of those people that believe, hey, guess what? You did that. You need to be punished. Now, any other things that go along with that, oh, you didn't do it, you can't do it, you can't say anything during the Obama, you know, reelection campaign. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying this is that it wouldn't have never come up if he hadn't broken the rules. And he did that. He broke the rules, and so guess what? You got caught. It's, you know, you want to break the rules, fine. But if you get caught, then just kind of like, okay, hey, slap me. But the anyway, this is the latest stuff there. The other thing, the last thing is, remember what I've said about when, you know, people say, gosh, you know, about this nation. I said, this is the greatest nation in the world. I've been all over the world. I mean, literally all over the world. And I can say is that, I would say, this country, you come back to this country, anywhere you go in this country, you turn on the water, you can drink the water. Well, I spoke too soon.
You need to stay out of Flint.
Stay out of Flint, Michigan. Yep, that's right. Flint, Michigan decided to take water out of its original source. They took it out of the Flint River. Well, it was so bad. The water was so bad and so rough, and it had so much material in it. When they were pushing it through the pipes, it leached the lead out of the pipes and put it into the people's bodies. In other words, they're old lead pipes, and when the water came through, it just dislodged enough particles so that kids were starting to show up with high lead concentrations in them, and adults, and they found out it was from the drinking water pushed through those pipes. So they asked for special emergency funds, you know, call it a state emergency, and Obama wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it because it's not a national emergency. It's not the money there is for natural.
He wouldn't do a disaster.
Disaster declaration, because it wasn't from a disaster. This was something that was, you're pumping water through these pipes. You know, if we do this, then it means anybody else that has a problem. You know what? And I understand that. So they got the National Guard out there handing out water, bottles of water and all that, which is hard to kind of like take a shower and all that. I guess you could take a shower as long as you don't drink the water. Anyway, they're in a lot of trouble right there in Flint, Michigan. So I always used to say, hey, anywhere in the United States, you can get a drink of water. Anywhere but Flint, Michigan. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans. Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started.
Yes. All right.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
KCNR time, 7:33. 52 degrees outside. We'll have showers throughout the day and more rain tonight. And then this evening, we'll see a little bit of clearing and then more rain again on Thursday.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This is probably a good day to go down if you're having problems with your windshield and water is blowing through into your face. It could be a sign that you need the windshield fixed. And it does what no other windshield repair place does. It offers a full guarantee from a little bitty chip in your windshield to full cracks all the way across. You could probably have them fixed by Jeff Worst. Yeah, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Guy does just, he's a magician when it comes to fixing these windows. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street, right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, better known business. If it's this day, the third Tuesday, at 7:30, it must be Christy Kitt.
It must be.
It must be. You are too entirely... Okay, how many cups of coffee you had?
I have had one sip of this cup, okay. And that's it.
Okay, that's it because...
because I talk too fast without coffee.
And so when you have coffee on,
it gets much worse.
So Mike Warren is probably just, does he sit there and his eyes roll back in his head?
His phone all the time. I think it's just to drown me out.
You walk in the office, he picks up a phone, mm-hmm. even if there's nobody on it. Does he look scared? He gets that look in his eyes sometimes.
A little flustered. Our curator talks really fast too. So when the two of us get in a conversation.
His eyes roll back in his head, and he goes, "I think I'm gonna have to go have a, I'm gonna have to go have a latte. I'm gonna go play with Timber.
Yeah, I gotta go find something else.
I'm gonna go over and play with the beaver there.
Yeah. Okay. It's all right. At least I admit it. Could be worse.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's going on out at Turtle Bay there? Huh?
Well, we just closed Get Animated, which is sad
because
it was wonderful.
It was.
But it had run its course, and it was time. So next Friday, we opened two new exhibitions, one called Mount Shasta, the Artist Muse, which is, of course, all about Mount Shasta. And it's actually in-house curated by our exhibits assistant, which is pretty cool. It's our first show that we're having from her. And it is all these different representations and different art pieces, photography and different media and everything of Mount Shasta and how different artists have viewed it and that sort of thing. And we're going to, if you follow us on social media, we're going to do a fun contest where you can win a membership. Don't quote me on that. I haven't actually gotten confirmation that that's what you're going to win. But
you can win a free membership.
Yeah.
Christy Kids.
Yeah, I said it. and possibly more. I think we're trying to get not better, but more prizes, not just the one thing. But basically, you'll share your photos of Mount Shasta, and whoever gets the most votes will win whatever this wonderful prize ends up being.
If I had my phone with me, I'd show you my photo of Mount Shasta.
Well,
from the other side.
Oh, that's always fun.
Off my phone.
Nice. See it when
there's snow and all this.
Follow us on Facebook and then you can enter.
I follow you on Facebook.
I know.
Are you kidding?
Everyone should follow us on Facebook. I post all the time. It's really fun. It's me almost always behind that. So have fun thinking about that. When it's all super cheery, who wrote it? Me. So.
You know what? I wish everybody could just sit in the studio. I'm going to start. You know what?
Oh, great.
We are going to start selling passes to sit in the studio when Christy Kidd comes on. I mean, can you not? Are you not more cheerful at this point in your life?
She is like a ray of sunshine.
I tell you what, she comes in here. It's like, it's like you've had like four cups of coffee. I mean, me, not you. I mean, you've gone well beyond coffee. You're in some kind of zenith.
Zenith
warrior princess land.
I have a really fun job. It's exciting. I get excitable, obviously.
I had noticed.
Yeah, weird, right? Anyway, important things before you keep making fun of me more, because I know you're about to.
I'm not. You know what? You know what? You know what? If you love your job.
I do.
And you do. But, I mean, so do I. I mean, I love my job. And I find all types of amusing things. And I just, you know, it's great. But it's good seeing somebody that, you know, you're working at it, and you work it, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't like Christy Kidd, you know, oh, gosh, where's Christy? It's not like, where's Christy? It's, there's Christy again.
Yeah. I'm everywhere. I'm invading the whole city. You can't get rid of me. I'm sorry. But it's okay. I talk about good things and something fun to do. Even when it's raining, we are still open. So, speaking of that, today's probably a discount day, because I almost guarantee that the trail to get to the forest camp will be flooded today. So, in that case, the museum is still open, but we will have discounted admission if... Shame, you are not a member. You can still come for cheaper price.
How dare you?
I know.
So, how many members, or how many people belong to Turtle Bay?
I just read these numbers yesterday. We are just under 6,000 households, and the highest we've ever been was 6,000. So, we're so close to having more members than we've ever had.
All right.
Which is fantastic.
So, for $80,
mm-hmm.
you can get a household,
yep.
which is good for a year.
Yep.
And it's good for you and another adult.
Mm-hmm.
And... Up to
four kids.
Don't even have to be yours.
Nope. Don't grab four kids. I'm not condoning that at all.
No.
But your kids and their friends, if you only have one or two.
That's right.
Yep. And they can bring different friends every time. Yep.
You can bring different kids.
Mm-hmm.
You could go out there, but they have to be a certain age.
Yes. The kids are between 4 and 15. Under 4 is free. So, you know, you can bring as many of them as you want. As many of them you can handle.
I've got 12 of them. I'll just bring 12 4-year-olds there and turn them loose and go, hey, Christy.
Have fun.
Christy, take care of a few.
Thankfully, that's not part of my job description. So that's not going to work if you try that. Sorry, Carl.
I can just see like four on each leg, and they're pulling you down. Christy's going, she's still smiling, still smiling, going, this is not good.
This isn't working. Someone help. Yep, pretty much. That's how that would end up.
I'm sorry. You're just funny. All right. Okay. So you've got the Mount Shasta
yes.
thing going.
So that'll open next Friday, as well as Water's Extreme Journey, which is a walk-through exhibit. It's a maze, actually, and you'll walk through it and you learn all about water. So where from rain to how it ends up in your house, you're going to learn the whole story. And it's interactive, and there's apparently a mini zip line inside of that. I'm not really sure. It's not huge.
Zip line.
I know. So I'm excited.
Hopefully not picking up lead along the way.
Yeah, well, right. But with all this rain, it'll be kind of a perfect time to have this exhibit because you can learn all about what's happening with all this rain.
Well, that's
Yay.
Good.
Yeah. So those open next Friday along with, or they open during Cultural Cruise, which is not just Turtle Bay. That's all kinds of, I think we have, 10 or 12 different participants this year, from out to the airport to Shasta County Arts Council, of course, us, Shasta College, all kinds of things. You can go and travel all these different places that show art in Reading, and you can see all the different ways they present it. And it's all from 4 to 8 next Friday night, and that's when our exhibits open.
Is that the Reading Art Cruise or the Shasta? What is it?
Yeah, it's Cultural Cruise now.
Cultural Cruise
is what it used to be called, yeah.
Okay.
And so it has turned into a big, big thing, and Shasta County Arts Council has taken over to really take over the – or not take over, but –
Deborah Lucero is on a roll. You know what? She sends me emails. I'm coming over. But she doesn't come over.
She's
across
the street.
She's a tease. She just teases me like that. She says, I'm going to come over and be on the show. But
well,
she has to drive
in. Everything.
I know. She does. And I've said this before, and other people, and you know this. I mean, this woman is she's a jewel.
She's amazing.
A diamond.
I want to be her when I grow up. She's amazing. I do. She's so incredible. She does so much and with so much class and grace and
grace.
Seamless.
That's a good idea. I tell you what, the stuff she went through to get that TV station
there. I heard about it last time I was there. Yeah.
Let me tell you how, the city council, they are so ignorant.
good for her, though. It's going to be so
great. She never
quit. I
know. She never quit.
She didn't give
Everybody
up.
Else was sitting there like, oh my God, what happened? What just happened there?
Yeah.
You're going to do what?
Yeah, and
take another vote? What?
It's going to be so worth it. Oh my gosh!
But it is.
Anyway, so she has taken over and is being at the helm of the Cultural Cruise, which is just going to be wonderful. And each year she has like a 5-year plan on how great it's going to get. So
it just gets better.
It does.
Oh no! Hop on now. Hop on the cruise now, and then you'll get like first class seats by the time the fourth year goes around.
Exactly. And this year the one big change that we made is that we've added a second day. So now on Saturday, not every venue is doing it, but certain venues are having demonstrations and things like that. So actually artists will be in doing art. And then at Turtle Bay, we have our Saturday programming, and we're going to have opportunities for people to do art at the museum. I'm not exactly sure what they've decided they're going to do yet, but we will have a discount admission. Again, if you're a member, you're free anyway, so become a member. It's a better deal. But you can also come in, and you'll be able to actually participate in the art, and that's our part of the second day of Cultural Cruise next Saturday, the 30th. I think I'm not looking at a calendar. Whatever next Saturday is. Oh, there's one right there.
23rd.
The 30th.
Oh, you mean a week from this Saturday?
Yes, not this Saturday.
Okay,
Saturday.
It'll be the 30th.
Yep. So yeah, if you want to come do that, see our new exhibitions, do some art, be a part of the Cultural Cruise, it's going to be wonderful.
I'm here with Christy Kidd.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to hang on. I'm just trying to hang on, not get sucked into the vortex here. You know, and she's going through at warp speed. Where else? Where did you go from here? Go back to work?
Would you believe that I'm going to go get coffee and then go to work? Because this is the first thing, and this is not a big enough coffee cup for me.
It's not.
No.
Bob?
Like I need coffee, right?
I'll
cut
Red
the
Bull.
Top off of a gallon jug. And show
no,
all
no just pour some Red Bull in there.
No, that's the afternoon. I don't have that till like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Now I'm just terrifying you. It's good.
No, I've got to take a break now. I might have to go in and... go armor ourselves here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business for over 20 years. Actually, now it's got to be 25 years, and voted best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air. Any type of heating and cooling systems offers guarantees. You can put on those on-demand water heaters that saves you a lot of money on your gas or electricity or even water. prices, all that from Alliance Heating and Air. If you have an emergency, go and give them a call. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Martin and his people are, they're there. They're there for you all the time. We swear by them. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Just absolutely fantastic people over there. A better-known business. We'll be right back with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 19th of January, 2016. 55 degrees. That's about as warm as it's getting all day, and it's going to be raining on you all day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This is Candidate Week. Yesterday we had on Julie Winter talking about what she wanted to do if she was elected to the Reading City Council. Today at 8 o'clock we're going to have Duff Sundheim, who is a former state GOP chairman. He's going to enter the race for the Senate seat that Democrat Barbara Boxer is vacating. So we're going to have him on right here in the studio to talk about what he wants to do if elected. Wednesday, of course, is Sheriff Pacinco, and, well, he's not running for anything. But then Thursday we have Doug Wright, who's supposed to be making some kind of decision this week. And then Friday, Adam McElvain, who's running for Reading City Council. Of course, Doug Wright is looking at throwing his hat in the ring to run for Congress as a Republican against Doug LaMalfa. It's going to be an interesting week. Not as interesting as it is right now with Christy Kidd of Turtle Bay telling us what's going on. Wow, wait a minute. Hey, Bob, help me get her off the ceiling here. And just pull her down, put her back in the seat here.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I know. Hey, so what's going on with the hotel during this rainstorm? Kind of slows you down a little bit.
Although, interestingly enough, I think I've said this before when I was on here, I go to the construction update meetings every week.
Yeah.
There's still plenty to talk about, even though no work is being done because it's way too wet out there.
Let me tell you, I've got trucks running. I got a truck running to Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
Hauling propane tanks and back. And done that for, you know, we're doing that for 2 weeks. I'm getting calls all the time from companies wanting to know if we can haul. And see, that's the thing, is we can move things along the highways and mm-hmm. byways. They're not 299. Well, I guess 299's opened up again.
Yeah.
But my friends have got concrete companies and paving companies. They're just standing out there and they're watching. And the only thing you can hear is this, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. It's costing them.
Yep.
You know, they've got all these crews out there that they're having to pay, but they can't
do anything.
They can't do anything. You know, yeah. So, I mean, I really feel for them. Gosh.
Yeah.
But so there's still a lot of stuff going on then with this.
Yeah, there's definitely still some things that they can do and are working on. These, like, smaller projects that they would have done later, but since they can't right now, what they were in the middle of when this rain started was doing the building pad. And even when we get a dry day, it's still that soil needs to dry before they can actually do it. So it's not like, oh, it's dry today, let's finish it. They still have to
wait. You can't do that.
Yeah. So
saturated right now.
Exactly. So that's what they need to do next. But since we can't, they're working on some smaller other things that need to happen in the meantime. So we're getting there. We're working on it.
Have you thought that maybe the Lord is against Turtle Bay building?
I can't tell you how many people at work have been like, how many years have we been trying to do this and it didn't rain? Of course we start and here we go. Yes. We've
discussed
that.
I had to ask that. You know
we've
what?
Discussed
you got to be, okay, Mike Warren's got to be like General Patton. He pulls a chaplain in there, pray for sunshine. Give me a prayer for good weather.
And yes, on a selfish side, that would be great. But on the other side, we're Turtle Bay, and we know how badly we need rain.
You guys,
okay with it.
Yeah, you know, you guys got unlimited money anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you got. You're like you're.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny.
Sometimes I am.
Yeah, sometimes you've got jokes, Carl.
What's coming next? Okay, let's get back. Okay, let's get serious again.
That's okay. That was good.
All right.
Hotel updates are good. It's fine. No, but we do have an event coming, Chocolate After Dark, on February 4th. It's
this
a great
big.
Event.
Oh, this is great.
Yes, I got to go last year as a guest and didn't have to work, and it's fantastic. It's February 4th from 7 to 9 inside the museum, so it doesn't matter about the weather. It will happen. It's all inside. And basically we bring in a bunch of local food places and wineries, and they serve not tastes, it's a little bit more than that, but little treats and things like that. And you just wander through the museum and you actually get to see our third exhibition that we will have this season. It doesn't open until that night, and it's called Peanuts Naturally, and it's all the Peanuts comic strip and how Charles Schulz had them interact with the natural world. So you're going to get to see that the night before it opens to the public, and you'll get to try food from Cleary's, Market Street Steakhouse, View 202, and Sweet Spot. And then your wineries are, and Chocolate de Danette, which is amazing. Their chocolate.
Wow.
Their treats are just wonderful. And then your wineries are Merlot family, Mosley family, of course, Shasta View Vineyards, La Rocca, and DeCaro Cellars. So we've got all kinds of lovely, lovely people who are going to be there with some great food and great wine. And, you know, you get to spend a night in the museum after hours with all this fanciness and then a new exhibition as well.
And the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And the chocolate.
I mean, I have a sweet tooth. I'll be there. And it's just,
you know, that why doesn't that surprise me?
I know, right? It fits. Doesn't
so
it?
You feel like maybe the that you peaked at 16 or something like that.
And
you know,
just stayed there.
You just kind of like were there.
Yes,
and
yes. Like, I may or may not have been told that. It's fine.
I feel like that with Linda sometimes.
It's okay.
Linda, you know, and but it's okay.
It is
okay.
It's way
What's
more
wrong
fun.
With having people that are happy and exactly. fun and emotional and all
right.
that?
I think
you are doing this because when you love the job, but mm-hmm. you're extolling the virtues of Turtle Bay, and you're the perfect person to do that.
Oh,
I mean,
you really are. I try to be. That's
okay,
for sure.
Okay. Now we want to get more people in. Let's talk yes. about for that $80.
Yes.
I mean, and you know what? People are still surprised to hear. aren't they? That, mm-hmm. that it's $80, and then you don't pay anything else except for the nectar for the birds
yep,
that are out there. Everything else is free, and if yep. you don't want to feed them, you can still walk in there and you know, look at them.
Mm-hmm. Everything's
free.
They'll probably land on you.
And they'll still probably land on you yeah. And leave little deposits yeah. of birds on you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. That's fine.
You got to know what you're getting into. It's fine.
It is. You know, they get in your hair.
Yeah.
They're like bats.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah. What's
some really big exhibits coming?
Well, we've got Water and Mount Shasta, of course, opening next week. And those ones are
right.
Mount Shasta is actually out in the museum proper. It's not in the art gallery or the exhibition hall, mm-hmm. so it's a little bit smaller. And then Water is in the art gallery, so it is a little bit smaller. And so the big one will in the exploration hall will be Peanuts Naturally, which is all – it's from the Charles M. Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, so they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's all comic strips and videos and interactive stations and things like that that are all about how
Charlie Brown,
yeah, and
Lucy,
and how Schulz wrote them into the natural world and how they interacted with it, which was kind of silly sometimes, like Snoopy, you know, gardening with French fries and thinking it was going to grow something. So it's just all these wonderful things of their kind of mishaps with nature and how they interacted with it and just how great that comic strip is. In
it
general.
Is just it's
you
still
know?
Great. It's it still
is.
Great. You know what?
Well, the movie just came out. And I didn't see it yet, but I've heard it's wonderful.
It is. It's
yeah.
Bob's saying it's good.
Yeah.
So
it's just.
Ugh. Yeah. You know what? And you know how? And how can you? You know? And it's a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, you look, yeah. have to look at it every year.
Every year.
And then, of course, there's always Charlie Brown going to go kick the football. She promises. Lucy promises never going to miss it. But.
Yep.
Rats, you know,
yep.
every time.
Every single time. It's reliable. You
it's
know
reliable. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
I
like
it's
stability.
Comforting.
I like stability and reliable.
I know. So anyway, that exhibit opens. You can see it if you go to Chocolate After Dark the night before it actually opens to the public, which is February 5th. So we've got 2 weeks of openings, which will be really fun and wonderful. Although I will say, even if you're a member, Chocolate After Dark is an extra ticket because it is a special event. It's not included.
That's different.
Membership.
No, that's yep. a different thing. Bob, I yep. want you to take your phone. Get a picture of Christy Kidd.
Oh, great.
Not here with the microphone and the headphones because we want to put this on so people say, what does she look like?
Oh, great.
And so, okay, so do your best.
I'll try.
Okay.
A big smile.
Big smile.
Because that's
cool.
really hard for me.
Yeah, it's really hard. And we'll put it on the website so people can see Christy Kidd. There you go.
Yay.
Okay.
There
and we'll
go.
Put that on the website, and so y'all can see it. Put it on Facebook. Say, it's hey, this is who's on the show
this
right
is,
now.
Yep. Once a month. Can't get rid of me. Sorry.
Once a month. Can't get rid of you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, good. So you got all those things coming. Yeah. The hotel is kind of like right now is in hold because
we're
of the rain.
On it.
Yeah. You know what? There was a time, I guess, years ago that it rained almost for 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. That'll be this
you
year.
You remember that, Bob? In 2005, they said it rained for like 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 or 4 months. So.
Well, the kind of nice part that's coming with the hotel is we are right on the cusp of Starwood was just redesigning their basic look mm-hmm. was for both rooms and lobby right. and everything. And we had originally gotten approved to be their old design, of course, at the time that made sense. But now that we're actually building and they're working on the new, we're actually going to be the first hotel with their new look, which is going to be really nice. So this little delay is actually kind of helpful because they haven't actually finalized that look yet. So it's kind of nice. We were going to have to be rushing to get them to get that information from them. And now we're a little bit more on their timeline, which is helpful. So we'll have we'll have the brand new look before anybody else does, which will be kind of nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
A little update, you know.
Hank has said that it's raining really hard right now on the west side.
Yes, it's doing the cow versus flat rock rainstorm right now.
Is that right? Wow. Okay.
My dog did not want to go out this morning because it was pouring.
Yeah, Elk Killer went out. But she know I stand there sometimes I go out. Not now.
Not today.
Not this morning. But I do have this large towel
uh-huh.
that when she comes back, and she is just, she is just like this white blur coming back.
Yeah.
And she comes through the door before she can shake. I put this towel over her,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. and dry her off. But even then, I mean, as much as I can, she's still shaking there.
Cause, oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, shaking the water off because it is raining
it
hard.
Yeah.
One of the good reasons it's got good to be a guy. You know,
yeah.
That's what you get for having a loofah for a pet.
That's not a loofah. She's
what
elk
she?
Killer.
What? What is she?
Oh, she is a fierce.
I believe
a
that.
A fierce warrior. A fierce warrior in disguise. I
uh-huh.
mean, people might think she's a small dog,
uh-huh.
but that's the way she gets them in closer.
Our dogs are getting along really well.
Yeah. That's right. They get a little close. Okay. Christy Kids here. We got the chocolate after...
After dark.
After dark, February 4th. And come on down and see all the neat things that are going on. Christy, as usual, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, Duff Sundheim, running for United States Senate, is going to be our guest. We'll find out who he is and what he stands for. It's 8 o'clock. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review the Obama administration's plans to shield up to 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation.
The decision was expected. The president's plans to defer the deportations have been on hold since last February after being challenged by Texas and 25 other states. Just last November, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected a government request to lift the injunction. The president's proposed allowing parents to remain in the U.S. if they have children who are here legally. It also allows young children of illegal immigrants to stay if they were brought here by their parents and they fulfill educational and military requirements. The case is likely to be heard in April with a decision before the end of the term this summer.
That's correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Reaction to that decision today from SR News legal affairs analyst, attorney Matt Staple.
I certainly am gratified that the Supreme Court is stepping into this situation. It's about time that President Obama's out-of-control use of the executive orders during his time in office is curtailed and brought to an end.
The court will be considering a challenge to the president's move to allow up to 5 million illegal immigrants to, in his words, come out of the shadows and work legally in this country. The family of Amir Hekmati and U.S. Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan are in Germany today, meeting for the first time with a man who was one of four prisoners finally released by Iran over the weekend, Congressman Dan Kildee.
4.5 years in one of the world's worst prisons, much of it spent in solitary confinement. It's experiencing both physical and psychological, emotional torture.
The group met at Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany for about 15 minutes today. At Wall Street, after a day off yesterday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, the Dow resumed trading at 15,988. Right now it's up about 96 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The First Hostage, a new novel from New York Times bestselling author Joel C. Rosenberg. The president is missing, and the unthinkable becomes reality. The result is a global high alert, a constitutional crisis in the U.S., and the world brought to the brink of catastrophe. The First Hostage, from Joel C. Rosenberg, another adrenaline-charged political thriller snatched from today's headlines. The First Hostage, now available at your favorite retailer or at joelrosenberg.com.
Witness the true story of a spiritual awakening that saved a high school and shook a city.
I'm asking you right now, stand up and make a decision. Change.
Experience One Hope.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win,
one truth.
On this day,
one way.
They will.
Woodlawn. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In stores now on Blu-ray and DVD.
On the campaign trail yesterday, GOP presidential hopeful Dr. Ben Carson campaigned in South Carolina, and he said, for one thing, that the federal government is too big. He also said when it came to foreign policy, he personally traveled to Syria recently and found that many of the people there, even if they're refugees, do not intend to come to the United States.
I spoke with a number of Syrians and asked them, what is your desire? What is your ultimate desire? And they said, to be resettled in our country and to be kept safe. Not a single one of them mentioned anything about being brought to America.
Carson continuing to stress his Washington outsider status along with his poverty to fame biography. On the stump in Lynchburg, Virginia yesterday, Donald Trump vowed to defend Christianity if elected. He was also praised by the school's president, Jerry Falwell Jr., as being a generous man. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The water emergency in Flint, Michigan, where lead has contaminated the drinking supply, is expected to dominate today's State of the State speech by Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Flint resident Jimmy Taylor telling WJRT-TV he's frustrated at the state's response.
It should have never got to this point. We're surrounded by the Great Lakes, the world's greatest fresh water supply. We shouldn't be going through this here in Flint, Michigan.
Michigan is providing lead testing, filters, bottled water, and other essentials in the city of 99,000. and Snyder is expected to further detail plans to address the contamination. A bipartisan Senate agreement on school nutrition standards signals a possible truce for a group of school nutrition directors and First Lady Michelle Obama, an outspoken proponent of healthier eating in schools. The bill would revise healthier meal standards to give schools more flexibility in what they serve to the nation's school children, easing requirements on whole grains and delaying an upcoming deadline to cut sodium levels. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is off this week, recharging batteries, which is going to be a little difficult if she's in the solar mode because there is no solar. 8:05 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's the beginning of, yesterday was the beginning of political week where we're going to have candidates this week that are running for different offices. Yesterday, Julie Winter for the Reading City Council. Today we have Duff Sundheim, who is running for Senate in Boxer's spot. Tomorrow, of course, Sheriff Tom Basenko is on. He's not running, but he's always here on the third Wednesday of every month. And then Thursday, Doug Wright, who looks like he's going to throw his hat in the ring to run for Republican. The Republican seat held by Republican Doug Moffitt at Congress. And then Friday, Adam McElmain, who will be telling us his platform, what he plans on doing if he gets elected to Reading City Council. But Bad Bob, rain doesn't seem to be letting up.
Well, we'll probably see a minor break in the weather coming up here in about an hour or so as we look at the KCNR radar. Other than that, windy at times and a thunderstorm is in the offing. We'll see overcast skies tomorrow, and then it'll set right back again for the next several days. Shasta Lake is coming up an average of 1 foot per day with this latest round of weather systems. So bring it on. We've got showers and thunder showers all the way into the predictable future here in the next 10-day forecast. Right now in Reading, 52 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, where their customers are warm friends with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I tell you, they are out there right now delivering propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, it's your place for outstanding coffee, teas, anything you could possibly want, and Espresso Joe's. Plus, coffee beans that you can buy by the pound, or loose tea that you want. Beer, wine, other things in Espresso Joe, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that if you just walk in and just enjoy the ambiance that's in there. Tobacco and Brew, veteran-owned business right here in town, does a lot for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Okay, I'm sitting here with Mr. Duff Sundheim, who is a former state GOP chairman and decided to throw his hat in the ring to replace Democrat Barbara Boxer, who plans not to run again.
That's correct.
Thank goodness. Duff, tell us about who you are.
Well, I'm a reformer that has a history of getting things done. I worked when I became chairman of the California Republican Party, as you mentioned, in 2003. I ran against somebody that said that blacks may have been better off prior to the Civil War. And I thought that was just wrong. So I came in and we cleaned up the party. I ran a national voter registration program that got a national award for the best voter registration program in the country. Then we did the recall of Governor Davis. You know, then I became chairman and I found out that there was one district that went from Magic Mountain in Los Angeles. You know where Magic Mountain is?
Yeah.
All the way to the suburbs of Carson City, Nevada. And that's where that politician had to go to find its voters. And I said, that's wrong. Politicians shouldn't be picking their voters. Voters should be picking the politicians. So we did redistricting reform.
He went from I-5 at Magic Mountain all the way over to Carson City.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Wasn't it look like a snake? I mean, was that his district?
I mean, at some points, it was no wider than the highway, right? I mean, it just that's what they.
I was going to say, how did you do that?
Yeah, it's okay. Just incredible.
Not you, but how did you do that?
Yeah,
right.
Okay. And then we did pension reform, bipartisan pension reform with a Democrat mayor in San Jose, where we saved the taxpayers of San Jose $1 billion. And then I've worked on education reform, where we doubled the number of kids on the honor roll in the school where we did the reforms. So I know how to take a problem, identify it, and find a solution. And that's what we need in Washington today. We have gridlock, and my opponents in this race, the only thing they know what to do with the gridlock is pour cement on it. And I'm going to go back there. I'm going to make sure that the people of this region especially have a voice, and we're going to change things.
Okay. Now, it says that you are highly critical of President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Well, my mentor is a man by the name of George Shultz, who was Secretary of State under President Reagan. And he played a critical role in the negotiations with the Soviet Union. And as part of that deal, they had a summit in Reykjavik, Iceland. And Reagan walked away from that negotiation because he felt that the Russians weren't giving us what we needed. And the world went crazy, said, my gosh, President Reagan's a warmonger. He's choosing war over this deal. And what Secretary Shultz taught me is the alternative to a bad deal isn't war. The alternative to a bad deal is a better deal. And we need a better deal with Iran. I mean, just look at what they did, right? They do that deal, and then some sailors get into some water, and what do? They make them get down on their knees and put their hands behind their head. Is that how you treat somebody that you have respect for? They shoot rockets over the bows of our ships. So they shoot off ballistic missiles in the air, and this is people that we're supposed to be getting along with. We need people understand and respect firmness in that area. And we have allies in that region that are dependent upon us, and we're not showing strength in that region. Now, I'm not talking about going in, you know, and bombing everything, but we need to develop a long-term strategic plan like we did in Europe after World War II. There we took the Truman Doctrine, the Marshall Plan, and NATO, and had a comprehensive strategy to affect what was going on in Eastern Europe. We need a comprehensive strategy in the Middle East. And we need to understand, you know, the key thing in foreign affairs, you have so many different factors. The key thing you need to do is you need to keep the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And right now, the main problem in the Middle East is Iran.
The main problem in the Middle East is President Obama and his philosophy on the Middle East leading from behind.
Absolutely. And the critical mistake was when he drew the red line in Syria and he let the Syrians cross that line with impunity. And there's no, you know, and right after that, what do the Russians do in Ukraine? What do they do in terms of sending submarines into Sweden's territorial waters? You have to show strength. The world only understands strength. And this president doesn't understand how to use power.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that once you have them by the throat, their hearts and minds will follow.
Some people refer to other parts of the anatomy.
Yeah, I paraphrase that one. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Duff Sundheim, who is running for the United States Senate. He wants to replace Barbara Boxer, and he's a Republican, and he's got his work cut out for him. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. It's 55 degrees out there, and it's going to go up to 55 today. And you're going to get water. But Bob's saying that we may just – are you seeing there, buddy, that it looks like we may, like, lighten up here in an hour? Little pause here between what, 8 and 9, or and then back into it again? All right, and then clearing up late tonight. But we got rain coming in us whole week. So we'll be right back after these messages.
California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day. So check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment all week this week. 8:19 in the morning. Good morning. It's 55 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. It's going to be breaking off a little bit today. It's going to be raining a lot this week. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. You know, one of the things the sheriff and the police chief say, you've got to be able to protect yourself. They're going to get there as soon as they can. If you're in the county, it could be an hour. If you're in the, here in the city, it'll be 16 minutes on average. for an emergency call. A lot can happen in 16 minutes, so you've got to be able to defend yourself, defend your loved ones. So head on down to Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. He prides himself on his customer service there. They've got gunsmiths. They have any type of gun and ammo that you could possibly want. Plus, all the accoutrements for shooting, optics, carrying cases, reloading equipment, they've got it all. Right there at Bastiani Arms. And again, did I say it was locally owned and locally operated? Good people there. 222-8222, that's where I buy my guns. They also have classes on concealed carry, which is really important, and hunter safety. All of this, Bastiani Arms. All right, I'm here with Duff Sunheim, running for Senate. You know, that's cool. You know, I mean, somebody's got to be there.
Hey, you know that bumper music?
Yeah.
You know, the Eagles? You know,
yeah.
Terrible, man.
Yeah, 69 years old.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we've had a bunch of people die here lately that are that age,
yeah.
Or around that age. But this guy, we were talking about, you know, he's kind of like, he defined a generation.
Yeah, he
in
did,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, Duff, tell us a little bit about you. And we know that you know that you're a reformer, but I want to know who you are.
Right. Well, I think the defining relationship in my life is my brother and my wife. My brother had mental disabilities, and so, you know, I was doing really well. I was a high school quarterback, leading the senior class play, on my way to Stanford, and so people thought I had everything going for me, but I had a brother with disabilities, so every night I'd go home, and my mother and brother would be in the basement, because in those days, they were institutionalizing people like my brother. So they'd be down there, and she'd be working, trying to get him so he wouldn't be institutionalized. And he'd say, "Mom, I just can't do it anymore." My mom would be yelling up, "But David, you just have to," because she was afraid of losing her son, and I was afraid of losing my brother. So at that age, I decided I wanted my aspiration was going to be to help other people achieve their aspiration. So even when I went at Stanford and was playing football, I ran a youth program where the athletes worked with people like my brother. Then we set up a national program after that at 54 colleges across the country where athletes worked with people with disabilities and other problems. And what was really cool, we did a psychological study on that. And as much as the kids benefited from the program, the athletes changed more than the kids did, because for the first time in their lives, they found the benefit of giving to others.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's my belief in terms of what the core foundation of what I believe in terms of government. You know, we just give off the power to these unelected officials that then have control over our lives. And really, we lose the benefit of the interaction with the people, because the interaction, like we used to be in the churches, used to be the center of the social contract. And everybody benefited from that, the people that received the benefits as well as the people that did the giving. So I want to get back to that system where we reengage across the aisle and start talking with each other and working with each other. So when I look at the mirror every morning, what I see first is a human being. Second, I see a proud father and husband. Third, I see a proud American. And fourth, I see a proud Californian.
You, the state of California, which leads to some questions we have right here about the California fire tax, the fire fee, and now they're getting. I just got something. They're looking for volunteers to get in for drive your car,
yeah,
and keep track of it, so,
yeah,
they can start putting a per car.
Yeah.
Fee.
Yeah.
I mean, per mile fee.
Yeah.
You know, they,
yeah,
want to experiment with that so they can, because they're not getting enough money from the gas tax, because, yeah, people are economizing and buying cars to get better gas mileage, so they're not making enough money. So now they want to start charging per mile.
Well, there's so many things. I mean, we could spend the rest of the show just on that last 2 minutes. Let me say, first of all, that I can guarantee you one thing. For the political class, no matter what the problem, you will get the same solution. And the solution is they need more control over your lives. They need more of your money. They don't need more control. They don't need more money. They need a new job, and we need new leadership. And that's why I'm running. But with respect to the gas tax is a great example. Because at the local level, right, they want to get some more money. What do? Oh, they close the libraries. They close the parks, right? Do you know how much we pay in road fees every year in this state? $10 billion. Right. But they need a special session because, oh, my gosh, you know, we've got these electric cars and there's less gas tax. $10 billion. Do you know how much of that $10 billion actually goes to roads? 2.6. The rest of it siphoned off for the high speed rail and all these other crazy projects that they have.
Can you stop the high speed rail as senator?
Yeah, well, the funding, they're relying on federal funding. So my view would be to stop the federal funding. But also, when I'm a U.S. senator, I'm not going to only be active in Washington. I'm going to be active in California. And it is ridiculous that we're spending all this money on a using 1960 technology for something that's going to start service in 2030. I mean, Elon Musk has come up with much better ideas than this. We should be spending that type of money on making sure we have enough water and other basic elements, making sure that we have a healthy economy in this area, looking at whether we need a deep water port, really develop the deep water port in Eureka and help develop this area. We need really focus on looking forward together, do things that are responsible in terms of the habitat and the environment, but really be thinking, what are we going to leave our children? You know, every generation in America has made a commitment to leave things better for their children than how they found them. We are at risk of not doing that for the next generation, and we need to start focusing on that.
Well, that's true. From what I understand, is from everything I've read, is that we're handing off something that's not, you know, that their expectations and what we're giving them isn't as good.
No.
Let's talk about you're not your typical hardcore conservative Republican on some of your viewpoints.
Well, my view is I'm looking forward. I don't look left or right. I look at, you know, how can we work together to make a difference? You know, you asked me about my background. My mentor is George Shultz, former Secretary of State, mm-hmm. and we've worked together on a lot of political projects, and he's really taught me how it's not left versus right. It's forward versus the status quo. How do you move things forward? And that's led me to become a federal court mediator and state court settlement judge. You know, people say, well, you know, moderate and all. No, it's not moderate. It's passionate about moving forward. That's, you know, Reagan had that optimism, right, of what a better day could be in America. So that's what I focus on, is how can we improve the lives of the people of this state and this country?
It says here in this article that you support abortion rights. Would you mind explaining that?
Well, both my wife and I are pro-life. So we believe that, and you know, as I mentioned, my brother, who had a mental disability, and the fact that some people would say, well, you should abort somebody because they have a few numbers off in their DNA, that's something I can't even comprehend. But when my dad was dying of Alzheimer's, we had to decide whether to continue his life or not. So we went to my mom's house, and my mom went into her bedroom, and she was crying, and my sisters were in separate bedrooms, and they were crying. And believe me, Carl, that is something I hope you and your listeners never have to go through, trying to decide whether the person that made everything in your life possible, whether it was the time to terminate their life. But I was also sitting there thinking, you know, do I really want some government official deciding whether or not we're making the right decision? So whether it's the end of life or the beginning of life, sometimes we're faced with extremely difficult decisions. And I think we need to have confidence that the people that have to make those decisions, in consultation with their spiritual advisors and their doctors, will make the right decision.
Should federal tax money or any type of tax money be used for abortions?
I don't believe it should.
Planned Parenthood, should it be defunded?
Yes, but we need to make sure that we make the transition in such a way that doesn't adversely affect women's health. But they clearly have – Planned Parenthood is a political organization. They are a subsidiary of one of the two political parties. And so I think that, you know, that obviously permeates everything they do, and their callousness towards life at the very early stages is something that I think is inconsistent with my values and inconsistent with American values.
Okay. Our guest is Duff Sunheim. He is the running for the Senate seat that's going to be vacated. So he'll be in the race here. There's a number of other people that are running too, but Duff, you're the second person we've talked to,
yeah.
And the first person here. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Hey,
our phone numbers are 605-4567. If you've got a question for Mr. Sunheim, whether it's budgets, because when we get back, we're going to be talking the military or VA and the military and illegal immigration into our country here. It's 8:29 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460, your newspaper of the air. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options, an organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California."
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Where you been lately?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:33 in the morning, and it's kind of like Eagles bump music day to day. Glenn Frey died, of course, last night. Yesterday, 69 years old from complications of, from pneumonia. 69. He's had several other problems, but was operated on, and he just never came back from that. 55 degrees out there. Rainy. It's going to clear off a little bit, but then come on back with a fierce storm. The report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Head on in there, veteran-owned business. But I tell you what, you know, it's the cheers of barbershops. It's the best barbershop I've ever been in. It's man's last stronghold right there, Cypress Square Barbershop. Go in, get your hair cut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great, great, great place to go. Right there off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subway. Then head on down to Classic Cafe. Go down and see Millie and Kathy. I went down there yesterday. Place is full. Got my hugs. Saw what they were going to be replacing in there. And it's going to be great down there after that big fundraiser, that huge fundraiser that was so successful Saturday. I'm here with Duff Sundheim, who is the running for a boxer seat, a Republican running for a boxer seat, and we're talking about what his beliefs are and what he's holding valuable. Illegals. I mean, we're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on illegals.
Right.
there doesn't seem to be, you know, Obama wants to let them all stay in. You know, here we are, California, and cities are sanctuary,
right.
Sanctuary cities,
right?
Where they won't turn people that have done something over to the authorities,
right,
to deport them. A young lady in San Francisco killed.
Kate Steinle
killed. Didn't see anybody from the Obama administration showing up for that one. But illegals, what would your plan be on addressing the 12 million illegals that are in this country?
Well, with respect to the 12 million people that are here, I mean, I don't think it's practical to deport them. I think what we need to do is for those that have not, obviously they entered the country illegally, but if they've been here and they have not committed a crime, they agree to learn English, they, you know, don't get benefits, I think there should be a path to legal status. I don't think there should be a path to citizenship. I talk with people that are waiting for relatives to move to this country that have going through the immigration process and have waited 10, 15, 20 years. So I don't believe in a pathway to citizenship. But to address the issue...
You said you believe that there should be a pathway to citizenship.
I'm sorry, pathway to legal status, not to citizenship. I'm sorry if
okay.
I said...
Right.
Citizenship. I said the wrong thing. But we need to do a better job of keeping our borders secure. I mean, not only do we have the concern with respect to the people that are coming here from the south, but we also now obviously are finding out that ISIS is trying to get in.
Would you build a wall or a fence? You know, Hillary calls it.
Yeah.
I didn't say a wall. I said a fence. Okay. You know, frankly, it's an impediment to people coming across.
Right. So I believe that in certain parts of our border, a wall or a fence makes sense, but I believe that we've learned something since the 5th century, and I'm not talking about 5th century A.D., I'm talking about 5th century B.C., which was when the wall was first created. I mean, you're in the military, you know how to use drones, you know how to build in sensors, you know how to keep track of
there's no reason that we can't close that border down, and it's not going to take a fence to do it, if you had the national will.
Exactly right.
I don't think there's national will.
And, no.
Would you support a card check, so that everybody that gets hired here would have to have a card?
E-Verify.
Would
Absolutely.
You support that?
Very
okay.
much so.
Let's
talk about sanctuary cities, because that is a big issue in this campaign.
Would you defund them?
I would change the rules, if they don't change the rules, then I think I would seriously look at defunding them with respect to that issue. I mean, we have Kamala Harris, who's running for this office, the Attorney General, right? The Attorney General, she calls herself the top cop. And this guy that killed Kate Steinle had been deported 5 times and committed 7 felonies. And she thinks that under the Sanctuary Cities program, he should be allowed to stay in this country. I think that's absolutely outrageous.
I think it's outrageous, too. And she is she's had other things, too. Yeah, we're here with Duff Sundheim, who is running for the Republican nomination to run against probably Harris, I would say.
Harris is the most likely, but I'll tell you, she is so weak in so many areas. I mean, she spent over $2 million so far in this campaign, and her poll numbers are going down.
There's a lot of things like that. Okay, well, let's go back here to the illegals then.
Yeah.
We're spending a lot of money on. So what kind of rights, I mean, and you're saying a pathway to legal status.
Correct.
Is there something put on there? So it's like you've got to be here for so many years. I see kids that are, you know, they're born here in this country.
Right.
They're not really citizens, but they were brought here when they were 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And that then they have a they're Americans.
Right.
But yet they're not citizens.
Right.
As opposed to somebody comes across the border and just goes into a house with 20 other illegals. I mean, how do you differentiate that?
You know, that's one of the most difficult things that you have to do is make that differentiation. And those are the tough calls. You know, the example, for example, it's not only Mexico, but you have people that come over here from Korea that have young children. They're not U.S. citizens. They're here for 20 years. And when those kids are 18, 19 years old, theoretically, they're supposed to go back to Korea. Well, you know, they're Americans. So I think we need the kids that have gone through the system, that have been here for a certain period of time, they should have legal status. But what we need to do is get control of the border and stop the people that are coming over and haven't been here for a long time. They need to go back.
All right. We've got people with questions here. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Mr. Sundheim?
Hey, Howard.
Yes, Mr. Sundheim. I wanted to just briefly talk, make a statement, and then you can comment. I'm a senior citizen. I'm 70, almost 75 years old. I have lived in this town, born in this town. What I'm concerned about is this Affordable Care Act, because as of January 1st, even though I don't like the system I'm caught up in, the Medicare tax has gone from 1.45 to 2.35. Capital gains has gone from 15% to 28%. So any investments that I've made over all these years is now going to be taxed more. Dividends from 15% to 39.6%. There's now a 3.5 real estate transaction tax. And you know what? When you look at all of that Affordable Care Act, it was all voted in by Democrats, and not one Republican voted for it.
Right.
And we have to live under that stuff. And
right.
I'm saying this statement because I want the people that are listening to this program to realize that this is now what we're facing. And I know you're against it, but I would like your comment. Thanks for calling in, Howard.
And this, you're pointing out a key issue. Some of those that go online may want to go to an article I wrote, Duff Sundheim, Doubt and Abbey, and I compare what's going on in America today to what was going on in England in the 1920s. Back in the 1920s, Britain was sustaining itself on borrowing money from the United States, and then the U.S. called in those loans when we had the Depression, and England collapsed. Right now, we are dependent on foreign sources to fund our government, including the Chinese. National debt is so high, it is now a national security issue. We are taxed way too much. The money's going for programs that aren't benefiting the public. We need to shift power away from Washington to the people. I believe the answers to our problems, Howard, don't lie in some bureaucrat's office 3,000 miles away. It lies in the hearts and the imagination of the American people. We need to bring that money back to the district. We need to lower the taxes. We need to have programs that are based around, for example, you talked about health care. The health care program should be based around the doctor-patient relationship, not through some bureaucrat in Washington.
So does that mean that you would vote to dismantle parts of the Obamacare?
I would, I think you have to be careful because now it's in there. And so people like Howard, you have to make a transition so that Howard isn't adversely affected by the transition. So to say, exactly how you would make that transition, but we're heading in the wrong direction. We had a system that needed some reforms. Some of the reforms were good, caring the kids, pre-existing conditions. But the problem wasn't insurance. The problem was care. And what I mean by that is when you have car insurance, right? You use that car insurance in case you have a car accident. You don't use car insurance for when you buy gasoline. But now what we do is the entire system, healthcare system, is based on insurance. So we need to get back to the point where insurance is for the catastrophic events and where you have healthcare available to all people at all levels. So I would fundamentally change the healthcare system to have it much be more locally based and much more patient doctor based.
How would you, when we go into this, because right now there's no doctors, not enough doctors.
That's correct. Well, we're getting disincentives.
And we're pushing them into the fact of retiring and all this.
And to go salary rather than pay for
Well, part of this, of course, is the economy that everybody seems to think is doing really great.
Yeah.
I just read some things about how can we bring business back to the United States.
Right.
How would you do that? What would you propose for that?
Well, first of all, you have to address the fact that we have created a situation because we have out-of-control regulations. Just look at California. The cost of housing, it's not as big of an issue up here, but the cost of housing statewide is 240% of the national average. Statewide, our energy costs are 50% higher. Gasoline is $1 a gallon more. So when companies are looking at where they have to put their employees and they pay them $60,000, how far does that $60,000 go in California versus how far does it go in Arizona or Nevada? It's not even close. So we need to create a much more friendly environment in terms of getting cost under control. We also have to be much more friendly to small business. You know, there has been the, you look at the areas around here, they were totally dependent on community banks. There are 5,000 fewer community banks. Marginal tax rate for a small business, the people that advertise on your show, they're paying 35%. GE's some year doesn't pay any tax at all. The tax system is vastly unfair, vastly favors those that are involved in crony capitalism and have relationships with the federal government.
Okay, my question, though, is when you've got businesses overseas.
Yes.
They moved overseas. What would you do to get those businesses back
Well,
here?
First, I would lower the marginal tax rate on the businesses, because what they're doing is they're parking trillions of dollars overseas, and we need to have a tax system that charges them fairly and charges them a fair amount, but not so much so that they have the incentive to take their businesses overseas. Second, you have to have...
So it's 28%. And it's like the first or second highest in the world.
Well, 35.
35%. So you would drop it down to bring
I would
back.
Drop the marginal tax rate down. Mm-hmm. But I would also get rid of all those special deductions that a lot of the companies are able to take advantage to lower their marginal tax rate. The real reason we haven't had tax reform is because the big companies don't want tax reform. They're okay with it looks like they're paying a high tax rate, but a lot of them aren't. We have to really look at this from the perspective of the individual American citizen and from the small businesses, because the people are hurting because of the crony capitalism that exists in Washington today.
All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Duff Sundheim. He's running for United States Senate. He's one of the 7 Republicans that are running. Has come up here to the North State because I think he really cares about wanting to get out his message to people. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 15 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 19th of January, 2016.
Based on the smash hit movie that defined a generation, Flashdance is now live on stage. Across the country, critics and audiences are raving that Flashdance is a super sexy blockbuster, a superbly choreographed, astonishingly danced, Broadway-bound musical. You'd be a maniac to miss it. Flashdance features hot new songs, plus hits like Maniac, Manhunt, and What a Feeling.
Reading Civic Auditorium, January 24th. Get tickets at the box office, 229-0022, or readingcivic.com. Presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 12 minutes until 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, 55 degrees. Today, Bob, give us this our last break. Give us the weather here for the next few days.
Weather in the next few days is going to be off and on. Rain, we could see a few thunder showers now and then. Currently, we have 52 degrees. That hasn't changed much. Radar showing a heavy band of showers now out towards Palo Cedro area. We should see a break a little bit later on today, then partly cloudy for your Wednesday. Thursday, though, the rain moves back in, and as I said, the lake is coming up about a foot per day.
All right. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business there at Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, and teaches all over Northern California with his teams. He has several teams that teaches in different places. All of them NRA instructors, all of them under Ted's tutelage there. And you can, if you don't have a pistol, he will provide a pistol and ammunition as part of the class to show you how to, you know, make you show you how to shoot, how to be a safe, how to carry safely concealed, then help you, and then he will help you pick out the right weapon for you. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. We're here with Duff Sundheim, who is running for, he's a former state GOP chairman, and is running for the Senate seat of Barbara Boxer now that she's announced her retirement, and has talked about illegal immigration, and abortion, business background, all of these things. Let's talk veterans here.
Yeah.
This is a heavy veteran community up
yeah.
here. For the side, you know, a lot of veterans up in Northern California find yeah. it's probably more to their more in their lifestyle
sure.
up here in Northern California. Veterans Administration has been under fire. Doug Lamoff has been after them now for years,
right.
and because of the, I can just say is the malfeasance in office, the fact of collecting bonuses when they're killing veterans off by their treatment or lack of treatment.
Right.
I haven't heard Boxer lean into this, so I would like to see what your thoughts are about the Veterans Administration and some of the things that you could do for that.
Well, I think it's a scandal, and I think that, you know, number one, that the number one responsibility of government is to protect its people. And then right with that is the responsibility to take care of the people that take care of us. And what is really, you know, we talked a little bit about some of the things that the Obama administration has done, but the thing that I will never forgive them for is that they knew of the VA problems before the 2012 election, and they hid those problems from the American mm-hmm. people. They buried those reports because they thought it would look bad in the re-election. And to put the lives of our veterans at risk for political purposes, I just think is absolutely shameful.
Well, they've been doing it, probably, who knows how many administrations have been doing that for how many centuries. But what would you do specifically to fix these problems?
Well, I think, you know, one, I need to spend more time with the veterans groups, and I'm traveling around the state and setting up meetings with them. But it seems from my perspective of what I've seen so far, I mean, it's almost like we need to start over. I mean, the problems are so endemic in that organization, and the leadership is so wanting that I think we need to just do a top-to-bottom review and start over. Because, again, the number one responsibility of our government is to protect our people. And if we don't take care of the people that are taking care of us, you know, while we were off the air, you were talking about the Army no longer is meeting its recruitment goals. They need to know that if they're going to be putting themselves on the line, that we're going to take care of them, and we're not.
Changes in the military, with the total integration of women into the military, infantry and special forces and all this, from people who have been in the military and people who have studied this, and including women in the military, say this whole thing is it's not going to work.
Right.
It's stupid.
Right.
It's going to cause a degradation in our abilities.
Right.
How would you look at that?
Well, again, if somebody's putting their life on the line, I think we should have a merit-based system, and we shouldn't be deciding who's going to be on the battlefield based on criteria other than who's the best to do that position. So I think the political correctness has gone, I mean, that it's gone to the military just shows how far political correctness has just gotten out of control. I mean, we're talking about the lives of people and whether or not they're going to survive. And so I think it doesn't benefit anybody to force it into these categories.
The Hillary Clinton is looks like the front runner in this.
Yeah, but Bernie's coming on strong, man.
Bernie's coming on strong.
You know, the burn.
Frank, yeah, you know what? Frankly, she lost to a guy who had no experience in 2008.
Yeah.
And she's losing to a guy. Wouldn't it be just funny if she lost to a guy that was there for the signing of the Declaration of Independence? I mean, he's a little bit older, but she is losing. It looks like she's losing in Iowa and, of course, New Hampshire, but. Yeah. You know, I don't think anybody's worried that she's not going to win the primary. Yeah. What's your who's your horse that you would bet on here for the Republicans running for president?
You know, I call on the great philosopher Yogi Berra, who recently passed away. When it comes to political predictions, I'm reluctant to make predictions, especially about the future. But I. But I think that what Donald Trump is tapping into is the anger and anxiety that people fear. So that people are feeling. So I think he's done a good job of that. I think Marco Rubio has a fresh new approach. I think Kasich, where Kasich is really strong is on the mental health issues and, you know, the redemption issues in terms of, you know, people that make mistakes. So I think there are a lot of people that could do a good job on the Republican side. And it's way too early. I tell you, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that we won't know who the Republican nominee is when we're voting in the primary in June. We've changed the rules now, and there used to be a lot of winner-take-all primaries, mm-hmm. and now the delegates are allocated proportionally. And people forget Romney didn't wrap it up until mid-May, and that was under the old system. I think there's a very strong possibility that we won't know in June who our nominee is.
Won't that be interesting? Wow. Hey, we just might get... Have those national guys coming in here. We'll get our people working on that one. Maybe have the Donald be on the show so we can ask him questions about.
Yeah.
Good anyway, have them all on. So. Yeah. So you don't have a horse in this race.
No, I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
how about we've got like about 2 or 3 minutes left, Duff. Just give us a little philosophy here. What's the first thing you would do? If elected?
Right. So the number one issue from my perspective and where I have the strongest background, I was a business lawyer for 20 years. I've seen how jobs are created, and I've seen how the government has crushed them. So when I go back to Washington, my primary focus is going to be how do we ease the squeeze on the hardworking men and women of this country? We have stagnant wages. We used to have three paths to the middle class: manufacturing jobs, small business, the trades. We are so effectively choking off those three paths to the middle class. You know the fastest growing path to the middle class today, Carl? A government job.
Oh, yeah.
So it's no longer what you know, it's who you know. So that undermines the entire educational process.
Well, that's the other thing, educational process. We've got over $1 trillion in student loans.
Yes.
This is all started when the government started guaranteeing loans.
Yeah.
Before that, you know, it wasn't that explosion of
right.
it. You've got doctors that can't buy houses.
Right. No, it's unbelievable the amount of debt that people have.
What about that?
Well, you got to deal with college affordability, and the answer isn't to make it more affordable because then you have the system that just gives more and more money. I mean, the pension problem at the university level is totally out of control. The benefits. So we have a school year that was designed for an agricultural age. We have a school day that was designed for an industrial age, and we have accountability. Standards that are unfit for any age.
Would you vote to raise the debt ceiling?
I would vote to raise the debt ceiling, but what I would do is I not only believe in we need to have a balanced budget, we need to have a budget surplus so we can start paying down the federal debt.
Okay. All right. We're here with Duff Sunheim, who is running for a boxer seat. Now the boxer is stepping down. I appreciate, first of all, Duff, that you're up here. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of us up here, but we are mighty. You can have a million maybes, and then you can have 300 warriors. And we have our 100,000 warriors up here. But we like the idea that you came up here to talk to us. And
well,
so you're the only one that has so far come up here. And,
well, love to come back.
Well, you know what? Don't be a stranger up here, because I'm sure you'll be back. You'll come swing through here again before all the primaries and all that. Okay. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinko, we're going to talk at Blueprint for Safety. What's happening in the county here? Thursday, Doug Wright. Friday, Adam McElvain. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
At the gates of hell.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
He has acted as though he is the king and dictator.
Our legal affairs analyst, attorney Matt Staver, referring to President Obama and those executive orders he seems to favor, an especially controversial one dealing with illegal immigration, will be reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Justices will hear arguments in April on the president's executive action to protect an estimated 5 million people living in the U.S. illegally from deportation. 26 states have filed suit arguing it was an illegal executive overreach by the Obama administration. The high court's decision to review the issue sets up an election year clash on immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court refusing to revive an Arkansas law that bans abortions after the 12th week of pregnancy if doctors can detect a fetal heartbeat. The UN says close to 19,000 Iraqi civilians were killed in the first 10 months of last year, many if not most.